Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. We are live today, midday show, from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn here with us. We got everyone here with us today. Joe DeCamera just showed up.
Joe DeCamera just rolled up in the piece.
He is here.
His little flower shirt on.
Yeah, he's dressed for the event. Hugh, what's your take so far on what we've seen here?
It's basically, I guess you have to chug a beer. It's like an obstacle course. It's almost like Ninja Warrior.
Yes, on the water.
And on the water, and you have to navigate the obstacle course. And I guess at the end is where you dive into the water.
So the grease pole has not been part of the whole
event. Has not been navigated yet. Yes, but the young lady, I think the young lady that went first, she was the best so far. But the guys have put up a strong effort. But it's tough. I guess as we go through the day and the obstacle course gets wet, it gets a little slippery. So that could be a little bit of a problem.
It looks like you got to chug a beer right before you go on.
It does
too.
Look like that.
That adds
creates some problems.
I'm sure it does. So just one last time, any chance when we're done with the show today that you'll participate?
No, I'm not doing that. That's not in my wheelhouse.
Hugh thinks there are sharks in the bay.
And there absolutely are not.
Are there fish?
Sure.
In the bay?
Yeah.
And is a shark
a
fish?
Do you see all those people out there smiling?
No, I'm asking a question. We're going to workshop.
Hugh, there are fish in creeks.
Is there a fish in the bay? Is there fish in the bay?
I'm sure there's a fish, yeah.
Are sharks fish?
Are we doing this?
Are fishes sharks? Fishes, sharks, fish.
Do you see all
this
those,
logic stinks.
Do you see all those
but
people
sharks,
out there?
But you do agree that sharks are fish, right?
There's no agree or disagree.
No,
like,
but
there's
you agree
objective
that
fact.
Sharks are fish,
no, they
right?
are, yes.
Are fish in the bay?
Fish are in the bay.
Okay,
here, yes.
So are sharks are fish, right?
What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying we're
this
workshopping
isn't working.
This.
No, we're not.
No, we're workshopping this. So what I'm saying is this. If fish are in the bay, right? There's a good chance that there might be one in there.
The good chance is where you've lost
everyone
listening.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Like, let's use the logic here, right?
No, we're trying.
We're working on it.
No, but there's a possibility, right?
Very small.
Like, my man right here that's ear hustling, he know what I'm talking about.
He knows there's not a single shark in there.
So you feel where I'm coming with this, though, right, sir? See what I'm saying?
Do you see all the people out there having a good time?
Yeah, and they can have all the good times that they want.
If there was
Ross
a shark,
Tucker's having a good time.
They wouldn't
Ross
be in there.
Tucker took his shirt off.
Well,
he's out there. He's not looking. He walked away because I put him on blast. But yeah, it's no.
Wait,
I'm not.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Good.
Wait. Are we even sure that sharks are fish? Though we had somebody on the station.
Oh no.
I can't hear you. I'm on the air.
But I'm not going. I think I heard what you said. I'm not going out there.
Fran, you gotta find Jolly on.
Oh, I already got it. Way ahead of you.
Oh, perfect.
Not,
let's
you're
go.
Not going out there.
All right.
Play it.
Let's hear it.
You ever hear of a fish catching a guy?
I was gonna say, what if a shark like eats somebody? Yeah, Jaws.
What about it?
Fish. Right?
Shark's not a fish.
Shark's not a fish? Oh, man.
Oh, my
I'm
gonna God.
Dump that. I'm going to dump that so no one hears it.
It's not a fish. It's a mammal.
Remember when you said sharks aren't fish?
No, I didn't.
We have the audio.
Why would I say sharks aren't fish?
It happened.
And?
Well, you're telling me this stuff, so I don't know if I should believe
sharks
it.
Are a mammal.
Is
I don't care.
Sharks are fish.
Sharks are not mammals.
I didn't
that is not
that.
True. Sharks are
Jolly versus
not
Hugh.
Mammals.
That's a pretty damning piece of audio for Jolly.
That's a tough look.
Well, he had to be high. He had to
he
be.
He was not. I can guarantee
he had to be high when he said that.
You know, we've all said dumb things on the air.
Oh, I have not said anything that was dumb.
That's
now,
true. That's true.
I have not Englished well. There have been times.
You told us there might be whales in Lake Tahoe.
Okay, that was I overshot that one. That's not dumb. That's not dumb.
Wait, that's not overshooting it. How would the whales get to Lake Tahoe?
I overshot it. I had two things running around in my head. I overshot that one. But that wasn't dumb. Now, I don't English well sometimes, yep. But that do not do I say yeah. Like sharks or fish.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Fish that
are,
is true.
Fish can swim in the bay.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the connection.
Okay. The connection is I'm not getting my ass in that water.
I never thought
that's the connection.
I never thought I'd set this up this way, but let's hear from someone rational. Paul George on his podcast, his take on the newest Sixer, Vijay Edgecombe.
I like Vijay. He showed tremendous upside in when he played with Bahamas. He's competing, playing against top talent, and he's dunking on him. He's blowing by him. He was making impact. I like him. I like his upside. To me, I think he's kind of like Jimmy Butler, just a dog, plays hard, plays both ends, and it just has that toughness about him.
A Jimmy Butler comp, a young Jimmy Butler comp.
That's pretty dope because Jimmy Butler's a hard-nosed kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, and obviously, you know, there's still many people here who are never gotten over the fact that the Sixers
that
let
he
him
left.
Go. Right, and young Jimmy Butler was a dog. Like, when he was on the Bulls before he got to Minnesota and here, he was a tenacious defender. And he's the kind of guy, because we had someone call earlier that said, you know, not every player figures out how to shoot. Jimmy Butler did not come into the league a 25-point scorer, right? He came in the league a defensive player, and he worked his ass off to become an all-star player.
Kind of like Vijay.
Yes,
but
I think he could have that same path where his calling card the first
arc.
2 or 3 years is defense. And then 4 or 5 years from now, like, whoa, he's averaging 23 a game. I could see that.
Yeah, but, you know, you want him to come in and be comfortable and not feel like his growth is stunted on the offensive side of the ball. That's my biggest concern. Because, you know, the last few years that I've been here, everything kind of runs through Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid hasn't been healthy enough for that to be the case. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, and the reality is he probably won't ever be again. So, I understand your concern. I just have hope again for the Sixers for the first time in a while. They made the right pick last night. Adrian is up on WIP. Hey, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, you know, Maury never put no thought into making these picks. You know what I mean? We could have got two picks for this third pick. I mean, when you pick three, that's supposed to be like a game changer, man. He's just like another piece. We already got a piece like that, so.
What piece do we have?
Well, how do you know?
What piece do we have that plays defense like this kid? Nobody.
We got Derek. Look, we could have got Derek McQueen in the point guard from Florida.
First, his name's Derek Queen. It's not even his name.
We have no point guard on this team. And we could have got rid of Paul George.
No point guard. They have two point guards. Sweet them and then no point guard. They have Maxey and McCain.
Maxey's not a point guard.
Well, he plays point guard.
You know
what
I'm saying about basketball? He's not a point guard.
Of Maxey and McCain, we don't have any point guards.
If you notice in the playoffs, every team had a great point guard. You know what I mean? The fuel the fire. So with us not having a point guard, Maxey's a two, McCain's a two. Like, you know, we should have got younger, man. We supposed to have got rid of Paul George.
Younger? They took an 18-year-old last night. What do you mean younger?
But we already got him. He's a Grimes. He's nothing but a Grimes.
Oh, like, come on. The Quentin Grimes stuff. The guy showed up for 30 games last year. Now we're making him out to be something.
He showed up. This guy ain't showed up for no games yet. So we don't know what we're going to get.
He's a draft pick.
And like, you're the one saying it's a bad pick.
Wait, he's injury prone? Who
it's
said this?
Pick.
Who's injury prone?
I didn't know.
The pick that we got, he's been hurt already. Y'all got to do your homework on this stuff. Don't nobody do their homework.
How many games did he miss last year? How many games did he miss last year?
We said, we asked the question, was he hurt? Now we don't do our homework. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. We got you. I got you.
So you wanted to trade down to, like, the teens? Yeah.
All right.
That's about right.
Yep. Was that Adrian the Giants fan?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while.
We haven't.
I don't.
Probably for good reason.
I don't remember the last time we talked to him. Usually it's just during football season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard his Sixers takes.
I don't think he knows what the hell he's talking about.
Well, they seem to be equally as bad as every other take he's got. All right. We go from Adrian the Giants fan to Marlon the Cowboys fan.
Oh,
what a banner segment.
This is terrible.
What's up, Marlon?
Hey, Cal, I know it's all wonderful. But anyway, hey, Joe, how are you going to just keep calling Ace Bailey a loser, though?
Because I think he's a loser. I mean, it's very easy.
Okay. Like,
losing
so,
player.
Before the draft, right, wasn't you in the WIP all who want to play for the Sixers when they got the worst organization in the history of the NBA?
But you don't
give a man credit for saying, like, why would I want to go there?
No, why would I give him credit? Who the hell is Ace Bailey? He played at Rutgers. Give him credit.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah, sure
he's
it does.
Gonna get money. That ain't his problem.
I don't care about his money.
Hugh does.
Would you go to the Sixers knowing you got two dead weight players that never play?
So you're defending the kid who turned down every workout from Rutgers. This is who we're sticking up for here, Ace Bailey.
But he got talent, number one, and he can do that.
He can't jump. He can't shoot free throws. Listen, he's a skinny jump shooter.
Not everybody that's in college coming to the NBA now is hungry, bro. They gonna get paid. They already coming in with money. So yep. They dictating now. So you got to understand that philosophy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just keep calling him a loser. You wouldn't have played for the Sixers either.
Sure I would have. Here's what I wouldn't have done, Marlon. I would not have scheduled a workout and then not just shown up for it. Like, who the hell is this kid? Like, why are we defending him?
We got that's good strategy.
No, it's not. No. He's in Utah. What strategy did he figure out?
He didn't even want to be there, but guess what?
So I want to go through Marlon's logic on this. So the kid lost money last night, right? Like, the higher pick you are, the more money you make. Yeah. He lost money, and now he's in Utah. You think he's happy today?
But as he signs, he's going to get that money.
I don't care about his money. Lots of players in the NBA make a lot of money. There's lots of losers out there.
Like,
Marlon.
You know what? This is our fault. We let a Giants fan and a Cowboys fan tell us who a winner is.
Yeah. Is this Fran's fault?
Yeah. And then now we can't get no hits, right? Because just the other night, WIP won a bad auto talking about, he's not that great.
Who?
Even though he's doing it.
He's back on the Otto Kemp thing.
Oh, Otto Kemp.
Now I want to throw him all around. And now we can't hit.
Marlon, what the hell are you talking about?
Marlon, here's the question. Are the Eagles going to win by 10 or more on opening night? Yes or no?
I think the Eagles going to get down so bad.
Don't say ball. Stop it.
Jalen Hurts. That's what I think.
Marlon, you are ridiculous. That's a double-digit Eagles win on opening night.
Wow.
Cowboys suck.
All
right? The people that defend – You can have wanted Ace Bailey, right? Like, if you think he was better and you think he's going to be a better player, that's fine. Like, I disagree. The idea of defending his strategy in this draft, Hugh, is bonkers to me. I mean, he scheduled a workout and just didn't show up. Like, how is anyone defending that?
Nah. I mean, I wonder what the method to his madness was. You know, or what was his end game, I should say.
Was it to lose money and get to Utah? Because that feels like a weird end game.
And then, not only does he get drafted by Utah, then there's a report out there that he didn't want to go to Utah. Okay, so where he wanted to go? Where he wanted to go? Obviously, I look at it like this, Joe. Money, he was not driven by money. Because if you're driven by money, you go to the third pick, you look at the money, and you want the money.
Not short term. I think long term he wants to score to get his next contract.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not worried about that right now. Right. So he has a situation, or he's in a situation where he's not worried about that, as opposed to VJ. VJ was talking about – I was reading a story where, you know, they were talking about how for 7 years they lived off a generator or something of that nature, how he didn't have any money.
He came from nothing.
Yeah. And how hungry he is to just – you know, be somewhere and be that guy. I like that. I like that mentality for him. I like the fact that that's how he is, because when you look at some of the guys that were in the finals this year, that's kind of their story. Jalen Brunson, a guy was like that. Hard workers.
Well, look at the Thunder. I mean, Shea was not a top 10 pick. Jalen Williams not a top 10 pick. I mean, that's their two best players weren't even supposed to be.
I like that. But the thing that concerns me about this is whether or not he's going to be allowed to grow on the offensive side, you know, with Joel Embiid being here and what we know about how the Sixers normally want to operate.
You're scarred. You have scars.
No, but I'm just saying that's a big
Embiid PTSD.
That's a big part, but that's a big part of it, Joe, because we're hoping as a fan base that Joel Embiid is going to be somewhat what he was before he got hurt, but that's not a guarantee.
I think it's unlikely. I mean, I've written that off. That's not trying
to poo-poo on Joel Embiid. That's just the reality of the knee injury that he has and what we've seen with other guys that have had that knee injury.
I understand. All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, how y'all doing, Green Team?
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, listen, man. I'm about to say something that's about to, you know, make a couple people a little unhappy here.
Uh-oh.
All right, so let me just say this, right? Mm-hmm. We got the basketball team. Who is our top player?
The basketball team?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Joel, but he's hurt. Yeah, Joel. Right?
Okay. Who's our top player? Football.
These are trap questions, I believe.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. And who's our top player? Baseball.
Bryce Harper.
Okay. So, by me saying that, right?
Glad we got to the bottom of that.
You got two guys, right, that you always give a pass to. Joel Embiid and Bryce Harper.
I give a pass to Joel Embiid?
Yes.
Yes, you do, Joe.
For
yep.
the sake of this argument, yes, you do. Shame on you.
As always.
Let me cook.
No, you got it. Cook. You got it. It's all you giddy.
I wanted to trade him years
You're
ago.
Cooking up a fart, dude. What are you talking about?
Giddy.
Okay, well, listen. Let me just say this, right? The reason why I say Jalen Hurts is the best Philadelphia player that we have right now.
Well, he's not, but yeah.
Hold on. Let me just say it.
Let him cook.
Because this guy... Do all the things that we have said about him, he's not going to be our quarterback for 2025 and all this and all
Who
that,
said
right?
This? Who said
Hold
this?
On, let me finish.
He,
let me finish.
He's putting
Don't
together
cut me,
some
right?
conversations that we
because
had.
Because I'm going somewhere with this.
He kind of
right?
mixed them together.
This is the only player that has actually did what he had to do to improve himself and to be a better player and to be a playmaker to help our championship. I mean, help our team win a championship, right? Now,
well,
you got
no.
these two
oh
other
goodness.
Top players that's getting paid only the top dollar, right? That's always injured, that's always got an excuse, that can't get the job done, right? But yet and still, we always want to talk trash about Jalen Hurts.
Who's talking trash about Jalen Hurts?
Will, you are a disaster right now.
This is PTSD.
Who's talking trash about Hurts?
He talked about before.
The cooking anything.
It's not trash. It's
making any sense.
It's not trash to say he's the sixth best quarterback in the NFL.
I like
it's not
y'all
trash.
Down, though.
Oh,
wow.
You've lost the plot.
Let me make sense here.
What is this?
Hurry up.
BJ Edgecombe.
Y'all melting down for real.
Let me cook, man.
Dude, finish cooking.
All right, so don't get upset because I'm speaking the truth.
No, you're not.
Between them two guys, right? All three of them players that I just named.
Okay.
There's only one guy that got us a championship. And that's Jalen Hurts, right? And we're yep. still oh talking about him.
But because he's the Eagles quarterback.
Dude, what are you? What is your point?
What does this have to do
talking
with
the
Sixers?
Talking about the
Sixers.
My point is that this one guy that we always criticize and always throw under the bus. Has the will to win. These two other guys, they're always worried about a contract. They're worried about the money and everything, except for the main thing is why we play the game, is to win.
He needed music behind that.
No, don't give him the music.
Right, hold on a second.
It's Will's worst phone call ever.
I think this has nothing to do with BJ Edgecombe.
But you know what? You know what? Nobody would say it, but I'm going to say it.
Say it.
And hate me if you want. Hate me if you want. Because I'm speaking the truth, right?
Speaking the truth.
This guy, Jalen Hurts, has gave us a championship.
None of this has anything to do with Jalen Hurts, dude.
Kind
of
does.
No. Because these are the top players that we're paying the most money.
Yeah. What about the Sixers?
I'm going to give you one more time. One more chance. What does this all have to do with Edgecombe? Edgecombe.
Okay, all right. So this is what I want to say. What I want to say is this. Joel Embiid. And Bryce Harper, right? These are two great players.
So it has nothing to do with Edgecombe. We've established this.
They're not great. They're not the greatest players in Philadelphia. They are the greatest players in Philadelphia. I named the three top greatest players, right?
Zach Wheeler.
But this is what I'm saying, right?
You're number nine on my list.
The thing that Ridiculous. Separates them is the will to win, man. And these guys have to stop worrying about the money. Listen, we need a championship. Y'all going to get y'all money. Y'all got y'all money, and y'all going to get y'all money. But what we want to see is because we know y'all are the best players in Philadelphia. Y'all are the leaders of our team. So, damn it, I want to see it.
He needed music.
No.
Giving these guys a pass. It's no more passes. So we prove.
Who's giving anyone a pass
this
today?
This is the most horrendous call Will has ever had.
You know what? You know sometimes.
Like, what are you talking about?
So we know a lot of people listen on the Odyssey app. Sometimes people get stuck on a spot. Like, they're listening to a certain part of the show, right? But we're an hour ahead, and they're reacting to something. That happens once in a while. Will's in last week. He's listening to the Odyssey app from last week.
That's what I tried to tell you when he was talking
this
about
it. This isn't Back to the Future, man. No. Like this is it's Thursday the 26th.
I know.
We're at the Yacht Club.
But
they took Edgecombe last night.
No, I know. But he was stuck in the past. That's why when he was saying it, I knew what he was talking about. So that's why I didn't say anything.
I'm with Joe. I don't know what that had to do with literally anything.
No,
I asked him five times what does that have to do with Edgecombe.
But he had to get it off his chest. That's all. He just had to get it off
his
chest.
Well, then just come in and say, I need to get something on my chest. This is not on topic.
I'm also going to ban the Let Me Cook thing because, like, we're going to decide if you cook or not.
Well,
you didn't cook anything.
I mean, he did kind of cook.
It was an awful point.
It was outrageous.
No, it would have been a good point if we were talking about it.
Well, right, it just made no sense.
Also,
what are we doing?
The idea that no one here criticizes Joel Embiid is ridiculous.
He lost me with that one.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. The idea that everyone just bashes Jalen Hurts, no, that's not even true
anymore. He lost me with that one, too. Uh-oh, we got Cooper DeJean out there, Sidney Brown. Everybody done went berserk because they took their shirts off.
Now, the question is, do we think they're the most equipped to do this?
Like they look
youngest?
Like they're the youngest.
You would think.
Like,
oh, so we must do. They must be doing the seniors last. Ross Tucker thing.
I have something to add that's going to be the final nail in the coffin for Hugh, by the way, going in that water.
Yeah.
My buddy told me he frequently catches sharks in these bays.
Hey, thank your buddy for listening to me and understanding
Now, hold on. Now, the bay extends a little bit further than where we are.
Oh, go get it, Young Buck. Oh, he blew it. Oh, he's going for it. See, he's attacking it like he attacks those receivers that catch the ball and try to take their head off. He's out of there. Okay, Sidney.
Would you say, just based on that, he's the favorite to be the starting
Cooper right behind him. Oh, look at Cooper. Oh, he's stuck. Okay.
Like a beach whale.
Okay, come on. He got up. The young cat's going for the young Thundercats. Oh, he's off to the side. Oh, he is on one. Oh, they made it.
That was pretty impressive.
You know what? Now they got the seniors group coming up. Let's see what Ross Tucker does. Ross Tucker's about four beers in. He's the seniors group.
You think he's the only one a few beers in?
Oh, no, he's not the only one, but he's the one that I'm going to put on blast.
I feel like you might be asked to be an MC next year after what I just heard
there.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, Violet in Virginia's up. What's up, Violet?
Violet. Hold up,
hey,
is Landon.
Guys, how are you? Oh, my gosh, that sounds so much fun out there.
Oh, it is a blast.
Wait a minute, is the big dog about to go?
It sounds like one of the big dogs about to hunt.
Oh, yeah, big dog. Okay, big dog. Oh, I forgot.
And you're live
on the radio. My bad.
Violet, it is very fun. Yeah, he was forgetting where we are, but we're having a good time.
Rod did not like that at
Violet,
all.
What do you think about the Phillies?
Oh, my God, they're so frustrating. I mean, I haven't given up on them, but my goodness. And I can see why. That owner, he's really ticking me off. I'm going to tell you what. If he does not sign JT and freaking Schwarber, I am not going to watch them.
he's taking his time.
No wonder they're so wishy-washy on the field because our freaking owner is a wishy-washy.
Oh,
jeez.
Well, and to imagine this team without both of them would be ridiculous. Yeah.
He should have addressed some issues in the offseason.
Violet, I think we're losing you a little bit, but we appreciate it. She's annoyed already that the Phillies haven't re-signed their guys. Yes. And I'll tell you this.
Landon's going across. Big dog. You see the big dog, Landon? Okay, light on his feet. Big dancing bear. Oh, Landon didn't make it.
Yeah, the dancing bear took a tumble there, Hugh.
Yeah, he's a big guy. We don't fall for that. The big guys, man, it's hard to navigate those things, man.
Yeah, this is taking a little longer than the DBs try to get through this.
Yeah.
He's struggling to get out of it now.
He's rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling.
That's a good way to put it. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll get back to your phone calls. We also have to address something from one of our own here at WIP. Specifically, I need, Hugh, you need to help out a former teammate of yours, a current teammate at WIP.
Yes.
But also a former Eagles teammate because Ike Reese had himself a tweet yesterday that we red flagged. We'll talk about this coming up next. Your calls on the Phils. We'll get to leading off around 1 and the Sixers. VJ Edgecombe, it gave me hope last night. They took a grown-up.
Hope.
They took a kid that's got his head on straight. It's going to be a really good player in the NBA. All coming up. We'll get to the Ike tweet that was heard around the world. That's next. Midday Show live from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field, and nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. This 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. I don't have this mattress, but as hot as it is right now, folks, y'all need to probably go invest in one of those because that seems like it's really, really nice. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show broadcasting from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. So we're through, it looks like, the first round of this.
Yes.
Kind of that, what'd you call it, the Ninja Warrior obstacle course
the
over the, over
now
the bay?
Now they the greasy pole.
Yeah, the grease pole. And there,
oh,
I
that
believe,
thing's been outside for a while. It's
well,
hot and it's greased up.
I believe they're adding more Crisco to the pole as we look down
boy.
There. So this is going to be a problem. All right.
Hey.
215-592-9494 for your phone calls here. We'll get back to everyone. Quickly, though, Hugh, we need to address something. I want
what
you
happened?
Specifically to address your former teammate, now current teammate. But, Hugh, yesterday – it's a pretty viral moment, right? Jason Kelce at the first wave of the event yesterday for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jason made quite the entrance. Did you see the video?
Yeah, he put in some bikini draws.
Okay.
Yeah, some bikini draws.
Well, the Eagles tweeted that out with the video of Jason naked, his entrance. And Ike responded, eyes emoji, this is a quote, eyes emoji, big fella, let me holla at you real quick. And then hand over the face, shrugging emoji, and a bunch of laughters with crying Hugh. Your reaction to, hey, big fella, let me holler at you real quick.
See, I know where Ike was trying to go.
Yeah.
He probably used too many words, but see, Ike's a wordsmith. He you know, he's been talking on air for so long. Ike likes to pontificate a little bit when he, you know.
That's what that's called? That's called pontificating?
Yeah, he was fine. Oh, and so, gotcha. Basically, because I did the same thing, but I just said, wow. And I said, we need to talk because that was, like, we needed, it's like, let me holler at you real quick is more in the vein of you're doing too much. Slow your ass down, type deal.
Yeah, not what because this reads different.
What,
to me.
What about with the eyes emoji first?
No, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing? Because see, I know where Ike's coming from. because this is off of the heels of the bird pee-pee. The bird pee-pee tattoo. You remember?
The Kelce tattoo.
The bird pee-pee. I got you. Yeah.
So now you have the bird pee-pee tattoo is the first salvo. Oh
my gosh.
And then you have the second salvo is the spandex bikini drawstring salvo.
Yes.
And now that's just too much.
So we got to talk here.
So you got to talk because, like big fella, I know you're winning, and you are in rarefied air. You are in a space that nobody else is in as a former Eagle.
Yep.
And we applaud you for that, and we respect and love you for that.
But
the American bikini draws, I mean, you look nice, but that's too much. Okay. That's just too much. That's way too much.
I'm glad you cleaned it up because the rest of us saw Ike's tweet, it was like,
But see, this is the problem. And like I said, I know where I come from because you have guys out there that are having phallus fantasies about you.
What?
Phallus fantasies. Anyway, okay, let's move on. That's somewhat like, listen, we're all inclusive, but that's a lot. Okay. That's just a lot. We're just trying to like rein it in just a little bit.
So the Libby hollering is double meaning.
Well,
because a few weeks ago you were talking about Rihanna hollering at me, and I had,
that's what I'm saying.
This means it's more like, hey, we got to talk about this.
Yeah,
rather than holler at me.
It's kind of like John. It's kind of like, Lil, I was trying to explain John to y'all.
Yeah.
How am I explaining this to y'all?
When did you ever do that?
Here.
Well, the John thing, I get it enough.
I'm explaining John.
I've never seen this. Usually you see this.
I know, because I speak Ike, and Ike speaks Hugh, so I get it. And that's what he meant. He didn't mean, I know what it read like, but it wasn't that.
Well, that's why we wanted you to explain it.
That's why you're here. You know, sometimes you gotta take some of those words out, you know, and just let it.
I like that. Take the words out.
Yeah, like some of you got, you know. Sometimes,
can we have that when we have bad takes? Just take those words I said, take them out.
I don't know what that's like to have a bad take.
Well,
I have my takes are fire.
What you don't have is accountability.
Die line. Yeah. I said hot fire.
I just like the eyes emoji, big fella.
Yeah,
the combo of the three.
Because it makes it look a lot. You know what I mean? I know where you're going, but I know exactly where you're going because it's a lot. But he didn't mean it.
Now,
like
last
that.
Thing on this, then back to the phones. Can anyone get away with this? Or is this just certain people can tweet these things?
Oh, no.
Because, like, if I tweet that at someone, no one's going to take it like Ike.
You would be,
Ike was wrong for that. He wasn't thinking about it in that way.
Yeah, right. Of course, I imagine not.
He wasn't thinking. But, see, we're childish and we're petty. And so when I, like, it reads that way. Because, like, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at that. It looks like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, no, it wasn't that.
It's a double take. You look at it like, did I just read that correctly?
Yeah,
I did. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Edgecombe, the Sixers, Phils with an afternoon game today. Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, y'all put me on after that conversation.
We had to address it, Jay. We couldn't just let that slide.
Hey, look, man, since I tuned in, I tuned in the middle of a call from Spike. I listened to a Giants fan, a Cowboy fan, and then I listened to that, man. I still love y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I still love y'all.
Yeah, we apologize for all that. That's mostly our fault.
So DJ Esco, man, I love the young fella. I hate our culture, though, and the guys that he's going to be learning from.
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to
Jay, keep going. Hugh's just talking to Cooper DeGene off the air.
Cooper DeGene, I need to talk to this young man. We're going to talk to Coop later. Don't go nowhere.
Joe, you said that you feel good about the pick, man, but aren't you worried about that locker room that he's going into, man, and the whole organization overall?
So I am, but earlier we were talking about how they've had too many losers here, non-winners. I'm just trying to tip the scales here, Jay. I think we got a good one in Maxey. I like McCain. Now we got another one that seems like he's wired the right way. We're tipping the scales here.
So are you willing to get rid of guys and get Penny back on the dollar for the PG?
Yes. Oh yeah. I would trade Paul George for a bag of basketballs right now. I mean, like, if you give me three of them, I would get rid of him right now. Jay, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Is the poll being are they jumping
they're
on that grease?
The pole.
Yeah, they're greasing the poll.
He just nominated Hugh to go on.
Hey, cool. I know.
Hey, cool. Pick up them headpieces, man. I need to holler at you, man.
Uh-oh.
I just need to holler at Cooper DeJean, the Super Bowl champion rock star right now. As he puts his head.
Yeah, he's working through. What's up, Coop?
What up? You guys hear me?
Yeah, you're on. Are we live right now?
We are live. Coop, we're not going to keep you on too long because it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. But how has your offseason gone so far, young fella?
It's been awesome. It's been amazing. I've got to do a lot of cool things. Enjoy my time off while also preparing for next season. But it's been a blast.
I like that. It's a good answer.
So, Coop, the last time we talked, you were real reserved. You were real reserved. You played with a lot of confidence. But right now, I'm feeling like you're feeling real good right now. What has changed for you so far since after you won the Super Bowl, young man?
A lot of things have changed, but I'm still me. So
no, I know you're still you, but you know I'm going with this. What them DMs looking like? Because I've heard some things about you, young man. I've heard some things.
I've seen a lot of things.
I'm sure you have.
That aren't true. But I don't know.
Leave this guy alone. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. When we get off the air, we're going to talk. But listen, young man, stay focused.
Oh, absolutely.
Live your life. Absolutely. And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Coop, you think Hugh should participate in this?
No, I think we got that.
No, I think.
Come on, Hugh.
Coop.
He's supposed to be getting in on that.
He's scared of sharks in the water.
No, listen. Sharks in the water.
Sharks. Are we in the – we're not in the ocean.
No, you're not.
We're
not.
Bay, no. Look, he thought about it. But look,
you're scaring the guy.
I hate the ocean, so.
They're sharks that might come in the bay. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. Enjoy yourself.
Too late, dude.
It's just you know what I'm saying. That. I'm not
Cooper, man. We appreciate it. Cooper DeJean here participating.
Leave him alone, you.
Yeah, let him enjoy himself.
Listen, Coop. Me and Coop have talked before.
Yeah.
And he know it. I can talk with innuendo.
I think of all
he
the things
what's going
of
on.
All the things in that conversation, him suggesting you participate is the best thing I heard.
No, I mean we
get in
talk.
There.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting in there. That's not happening.
Why are you trying to scare him with the shark stuff? There's no sharks.
You heard him. He's from Iowa. He understands what I'm talking about. Y'all just been here too long. Sharks swim in the bay. They swim wherever they want to go. I'm not going.
You make it sound like someone's trying to throw you in the water.
No, I wish somebody would try to throw me in the water because it's going to be some consequences
be honest,
and repercussions.
I would pay to see you do the grease pole, man.
Usually, in every spot we are, no one could throw you in the water. There's more than enough ex-players here. If they wanted you in the water, you're screwed, man. There's like 12 of them here. They could pick you up and throw you in easily.
Listen, I'm talking about between Bo and Landon. Yeah, I'm going here.
You're cooked.
Still, I'm going to put up a fight.
Yeah, you're cooked.
Better not nobody come at me.
Come get him. All right, Tasty Cake Dom is up. What's up, Dom?
Joe, how are you? Hey, you. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Dude. Dom.
That sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun.
Oh, we are. Yes. Some might say too much fun, but we're having a good time here.
Joe, sometimes while a guy's on hold, something happens and you got to pivot a little bit, right? So
yes.
I definitely want to talk basketball, but this Jalen thing, can I just put a rest to it once and for all, the Jalen thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Because I get so annoyed with people consumed about his stats. So who's the greatest point guard of all times? Hands down, who's the greatest point guard of all
times? Well, I know the answer. I don't think it's hands down because Curry has put together amazing.
God.
No,
okay.
It's magic. It's magic, but Curry's right there. But I know you're talking about magic.
Right, I'm talking about magic.
Yes.
He didn't average 20 points a game
until
his seventh year because for the good of the team, he was subservient to the Skyhook. He could always score 25 points a game, and he did 87, 88, 88, 90. 25 points a game. It was always there, but for the good of the team, he averaged 18. You understand what I'm saying?
So it's your belief that it's your belief Jalen could do the same thing.
Yeah, I get it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jalen, it's there. It's there when we need it, baby. Thank God, it's there. And when it's time to win a Super Bowl, it will be there. We're going to get three more in the next 6 years, you. Three more.
Well, you get three more, then the debates are over.
I'm
then
here for,
it's all
I'm here
time
for
stuff.
It, baby.
That's all time stuff.
I'm here for it.
All right, Dom, what do you think last night? What do you think about what they did?
Well, I'm very excited because of what Nick Nurse said, Joe. Is their half-court execution is going to be off the charts with their new training drill. With their current roster, they're going to roll a bowling ball on the basketball court to pass to practice chest passes.
Well, Dom, off of that, I'm excited for Nurse to work with this kid because I still think Nurse is a good coach who did not have a great year last year. But defensively, I think he's going to get a lot out of him.
Joe DeCamera said that this three-guard talent pool could be somewhere to the Bad Boys with Joe Dumars, Isaiah, and the Microwave, right?
Yeah, Vinny Johnson, yep.
What he didn't mention is they won back-to-back championships because they had Dennis Rodman and Bill Laimbeer, elite Hall of Fame rebounders to get those guards the ball.
So last night, Maury mentioned this could work, but you need that defender behind them, which is what you're alluding to.
I'm alluding that you – please tell me, Joe, who on the 76ers roster will get you 10 rebounds in a game?
Well, I mean, if Embiid's not going to play,
that's the answer, ain't it, Joe?
Yeah. Well, they need that, right? And this roster isn't where it needs to be yet, Dom. But I like the pick last night.
Okay, I hope you're right.
I hope I am too. Otherwise, we're in some trouble here, Dom. We appreciate the phone call. We appreciate it there. All right, let's go to Brian in Delran. What's up, Brian?
Hello,
Brian.
Yeah, you're on the air, buddy. You good,
Brian?
You hear me?
We got you loud and clear.
Yeah,
can you
hear
us?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on the radio.
What? What's going on,
Brian?
Man? Brian, you
okay,
all right?
Yeah, okay. So you
what
guys,
you doing?
A lot of your callers, bro, they've been talking BS.
About what?
I don't even know. He was talking. I couldn't even understand what he was really even trying to say, honestly.
Well, I mean, that's to happen sometimes. But who?
But
what do you want to say? Let's just workshop.
It was like three
that.
Calls ago, but I think we had a good pick with VJ Edgecombe. And I think Ace Bailey is a freaking dumbass. Oops, excuse my language.
I kind of agree, so it's okay. Here's what he is.
You came
great,
in. You came
great call.
In. Yeah, that was terrible. You came in terrible.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, Brian, appreciate
goodbye.
The call. Yep, that's. Yep. Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, do we blame Will for all this? Do we blame Will?
It is. Yeah, it all went downhill after Will. Yeah.
I think everyone was everyone was thrown off with the will call.
Yeah, I still don't know what
I wasn't thrown.
Like, what? Well, I still don't understand off. Why.
No, you were
gassing him up. That was a problem.
He was living in the past.
You were the one that made him think he was cooking.
No, he was living in the past. That's what that was.
But we're all living in today.
Yeah, we
this
like,
is the
Will
problem.
Forgot that we do shows daily.
Yeah.
And we move on quickly. Like a lot of cats that it was a few cats that called in today that were stuck in the past. And so, you know, you just.
I blame you for this.
Why? Mm-hmm. Let them live their truth.
Because it's easy to blame.
Okay, no, but fine. You know what? Because you do that. You say, let people live their truth. And then you have everyone just saying anything they
want. Not everyone should live their truth.
No, there are some truths that need to be denied.
But you can't deny I get stuff done. Because Buddy ain't been doing no mic checks since I told him to stop doing the mic check.
That is
was
true.
A good job
you
by
did
you.
Put like, a stop to the
that
mic.
That was the best
saying,
thing
I
was you've
like,
done
don't,
today.
I get it done. I get stuff done. I move the meter.
You put a swift end to the mic checks.
Something tells me if I did it, it would have had the same effect.
No,
I don't know why.
No. I'm just saying.
You would have done it more.
Yeah. I'm think
just
you're right.
Saying I'm here for y'all. And I'm trying to get y'all right on a daily basis, but it's like, man. Sometimes it's a struggle, but some days I see the progress.
Half talk show host, half bouncer. I mean, we got what we needed today. Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
I'm gonna say bully. Yo, what's
going
on, Joe, here,
and
Kyle?
Tyler, what's up? Oh, someone just took a tumble on the grease pole. Go ahead, Tyler.
Oh, they greased the pole. That
hurt.
Because, I got a bad view for the pole. Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you, Joe, I would personally drive from Delaware down the Sea Isle just to see you do that pole, brother.
Oh, no.
I really would.
ain't nobody getting on no grease pole. You got it, man. Stop.
Yeah, it would be a problem.
Joe, the camera might. He looked like.
Well, the camera's actually right next to the grease pole. So, Tyler, what are you thinking on Edgecombe? What do you think about the Sixers did?
So, I am very excited, Joe. I got your newsletter in my inbox this morning.
There we go, Tyler.
And I was lockstep with you at the end when you talked about what he said about being a culture setter.
The guy wants to play defense. He hates to lose. The fact that he said, I hate to lose, the bar is so low that I love him.
How can you be a culture setter when you haven't played in the NBA, though?
Because it's it's what he's bringing to the table.
It's his destiny?
No, it's his personality. It's what he said last night. He hates to lose.
No, I hear
We've
you.
Gone from losers to a guy that hates to lose.
No, I hear you, but I don't feel – if he's not put in a position to be that guy, he's not going to be able to be that guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you have a guy who comes out and says that he wants to be an elite defender even when he's not scoring and he hates to see other people score and he hates to lose, that's the type of mentality that we have been lacking.
I'm not questioning the mentality.
Tell him, Tyler.
I am not, Tyler, I'm not questioning the mentality, but it's the people that are around you. You know what I mean? If you're an Eagle and you're around a whole bunch of pigeons – you ain't going to be able to soar like an eagle because you're going to stay on their level.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful,
man. Would you rather, if you were in the Sixers' shoes, Hugh, would you rather have a guy in Ace Bailey who I can't wait to boo his you-know-what off when the Jazz come to town?
Oh, yeah.
And I hope he sticks in Utah because he wanted to dictate where he wanted to go.
Yeah, he wanted to dictate where.
DJ Edgecombe wanted to be here. He wanted to be a leader. We don't need no guys dictating, I want to be the man off the rip. He wants to be a winner.
Tell him,
Tyler. We want to win, you.
No, I totally agree with that.
If you on defense said, I'm going to go to a better situation because it'll help me stat pad my numbers so I get paid, this is a guy who wants to be a team player. And that at least gives me some confidence going into next year because we haven't had a dog on this team. And I get that he hasn't played a lick in the NBA yet, but when you have a guy who is not just doing this for him, he's doing it for his family. He knows what the struggle is like, so he can at least relate to the struggle that we in the Philadelphia region have gone through. When I, as a young kid, in high school, had to be embarrassed going to school because I enjoyed rooting for the Sixers when they were stuck in purgatory.
That's right.
Rolling out G Leaguers starting in the NBA.
You tell them, Tyler.
We are meant to be better than the product that the Philadelphia 76ers have put on the basketball court for the past 10 years.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. You hear the people cheering for Tyler here in the background. Tyler, yep. We appreciate the phone call. Did you take all that in, Hugh?
I took some of it. Tyler, when he got the long talking.
Tyler,
I mean,
a
I
little
think
long talking yeah, tendency
he
lately.
Well, he long talked a little bit, but Tyler, I understand what you're saying about his tenacity and his want to. But if they set this team up where everything goes through Joel Embiid, that could potentially be a problem.
Just say you're a doubting Douglas.
Yes.
Okay,
we're fine. Because that's how it was set up before. And he played like all the 30 games.
Are we all right? What's going on down there?
Well, the camera's emceeing this thing.
Why, he's eating lunch?
And someone comes up and hands him a burger.
He's put the mic down and start eating?
He's got a burger in one hand and a mic in the other.
I know you don't eat meat, but that was a pretty good burger.
Was it? Yeah.
That burger was choice.
No, I mean, I'm
just hilarious.
So he's not taking his job seriously? Well, saying?
I mean, everybody is drinking, and everybody's kind of half.
Yeah,
naked.
But the
I
MCs kind of have to be above everything else. You got to run the show.
Just getting handed a burger while he's got the mic in his hand is.
Why she got on a
amazing.
Helmet? I mean, what's she wearing a helmet for?
Well, we talked about the injury risk earlier. You, this is.
Wait a minute, what you gonna hit your head on though?
The pole. You slip and you fall back and you land on the pole.
They are riding the pole. They're not running.
Whoa, hold on
no,
a second
seriously.
There, buddy.
Look at her. Wait a minute. What I'm saying. What is she? Okay. Well, you describe it. What is she doing? She's.
I'm going to let you describe.
She's
the whole
straddling
thing.
The pole.
Okay. So how is it? I'm saying it bad. Because
well, no,
what
I,
is she doing?
No, I just want to have you be the one that did it.
Oh, so if I get in trouble, it's on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's
gonna
get in trouble. It's just
okay. It's like okay. I'm gonna do this.
No.
It's a pole, and she has one leg on one side, and she has another leg on the other.
That's called
side.
A straddle.
Okay, but we're gonna keep it. You know, we're gonna keep it simple. And now she's sliding down the pole.
This is why they didn't invite you to be the MC.
She is she is inching her way.
Oh God.
Down the pole. I'm just saying she's riding
the more we let you go, man.
Ever so slowly. I'm describing what she's doing.
And that's the problem.
She's,
I mean, that's,
she's riding the pole slowly. Yeah. She's sliding down the pole.
We got a leading off soon, right?
Yeah, all
right.
No, I'm
good.
Just
right
saying.
Now. Yep.
She's taking her time. Down the pole.
Ooh, Bam boy. And Upper Darby. Do you have a take on VJ Edgecombe? What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How
Bam,
doing?
I'm just trying to cut you off. Go ahead. Bam, what's up?
Wait a minute.
Not much.
I'm just describing.
I'm glad you guys got the number 3 pick, but we got a better pick.
Hey,
we got Nick Clifford from Colorado State.
You're a Sacramento Kings fan, right?
What are we doing?
Hey, dog. The pregnant
Bam,
pause
Bam, I love you, Bam.
Can you see the pregnant pause she has?
Bam, I love you.
The pregnant pause is a lot.
No, I can't spend any energy on the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I just,
Bam,
yeah.
I wish the kid luck.
Take your time, lady.
I can't do it. All right, Bam, we appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, leading off.
As the camera has a second burger.
A second burger? That must be mine that I said no to. All right, a second burger for DeCamera leading off. Coming up next, we'll get you set for the Phillies and the Astros. Will they score a run today? We'll break it all down next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.